I begin with the idea that fascism has already taken over this country. It took over during the Depression. And all above-ground political organizations has got to proceed. I mean, anything that's effective, that's really revolutionary. I'm convinced, if it's really revolutionary, because of the existence of the fascist state, there's going to be resistance to every move that we make. Consequently, it's going to take a lot of brain work, footwork, to avoid the pitfalls and traps that the fascists are going to set up for us. I'm convinced that fascism exists in this country. And if you think about it a while, you understand that one of the principal cornerstones of fascism is disguise. There's two or three faces of fascism. The original thing where it begins as a almost anti-establishment, intellectualized movement. Once it seizes power, its whole complexion changes into one of terrorism, you know, the suppression of vanguard parties and demobilization of the lower classes. When it goes into its third state, as it has done here in the United States, I'm convinced that the United States has taken fascism to its apex. And we're in the third state. We're living in the third state here in the United States. And it's not necessary for the fascists to perpetuate themselves, to maintain themselves any longer with the out-and-out brutal force. The impressions that we get from the movies and from the propaganda system that fascism is a period of doors being kicked down and people being gunned down in concentration camps, that's just a transitory period of fascism. Once it's established itself and is in power securely, then the whole complexion of the movement changes altogether. They have then control of the mass opinion molding machinery, and the upper classes have their governing elites to affect their ideals and to perpetuate themselves. And what is the essence of fascism? Is counter-revolution. Any political, real opposition political activity that's going to prevail after the fact of the emergence of the fascist state has to be very, very subtle, and has to carry a threat, a latent threat. Anything that we do that is really revolutionary is going to be contested. I can give you 1,000 examples. I'm talking about the obituaries, the Panthers, and all the others. I'm convinced that fascism exists in this country, and consequently, my political approach to antithesis after the establishment of the fact of fascism has to be a cultural revolutionary thing. You have too many convinced Americans. Americanism is fascism in itself, right from the beginning. But we have too many convinced fascists in this country who are willing to protect it to the death. How can we attack at the productive point? An attack, a simple, direct attack at the productive point, at the plant. It's absurd. The interest is fortified. It's been fortified. The opposition is well aware of Lenin. Very, very, very up on Lenin, and very, well, Mussolini, the architect of the first successful fascist state, was at one time a communist. And who could possibly be the best architect of a contrapositive mobilization of people's movements than a fascist? A guy who's been trained all his life in the scientific methods of a socialist organization. They're up on us. They know about our old ways of organizing. And then, you know, after the war, the consumer's market, the cornucopia of cheap, mass-produced, the flea market. That's part of the continuing basis of compromise. Some people's demands are being met, see? And they're convinced that the American way is the right way. As fascism emerged and advanced and took hold, it became impossible for us to use old methods. They're up on many. I'm convinced that from here, where we stand right now, the only way to advance revolutionary consciousness is to reestablish the feeling of community. reestablish our class consciousness is to create revolutionary culture. I believe in the commune, the ideal of the central city communes. And through the communes, as we fill in vacuums that the power elite or the governing elite and the upper classes have left, as we fill in these vacuums and give people something to hold, something to defend, as we extend our programs, into significant areas, attacking property relations, we'll be striking two blows at one time. We'll be re-educating, as you emphasized. We'll be re-educating, and we'll be preparing the people to defend themselves. This is the whole thing about the people aren't ready. Now, that's a it's a presuming that the people aren't willing or capable or have enough brain power. You know, if they haven't the thought capacity to act in their own defense, and we counteract this by giving them something to defend, something to hold. And as our programs extend into the significant areas of property rights enjoyed by the fascists, then we'll be moving into military activity. For an example, I'll give you a brief example. What the hell what use is a rent strike if we allow the pigs to move in and beat everybody up and set them out on the street? You dig? You know what I'm saying? It's very simple to convince the people with our political elements that they should withhold their rent as a positive material gain for them to go along with the program. But we make no advance whatsoever in revolutionary consciousness and class consciousness, rebuilding of class consciousness. After the fact of fascism, it means that we have to first reestablish class consciousness or revolutionary consciousness or whatever you choose to call it. We have to reestablish the sense of community. Fascism destroys the sense of community, and you know, among the lower classes, and then the upper classes, they strengthen their sense of community. The so-termed diversification of stock ownership, well, what it did actually was create a great community of interest among the upper classes. They are no longer interested in the survival of their one individual concern or firm. Fascism means that this upper class is now concerned with the general survival of the whole business system. This is a business-based elite, a business-based upper class. And they no longer compete with each other. They have a great community of interest. We have to establish a community of interest of our own from the bottom. Consequently, that means advancing along a cultural, revolutionary, communal form. And it makes a great deal of sense what Huey Newton and the brothers are saying. We have to prove to the world and to this country and to the fascists that the concentration camp technique will not work on us. That's our whole job right now. Later on, once out, it'll be a little different.